This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abba. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Mem Hei. We begin Siman Kuf Mem Hei. Dinei HaMesargamin. The laws of the Meturgaman. Bimei Chachmei HaGemara, in the days of the sages of the Talmud. The minhag was to be metargim so that people should understand. The Baal Kore is not allowed to read more than one pasuk at a shot for the meturgaman. The metargim is not allowed to begin translating until the pasuk has been completed from the reader. The reader is now to begin reading the next pasuk until the metargim finishes his job. The Baal Kore cannot read the psukim louder than the metargim. The metargim cannot read it louder than the reader. Also, the reader of the Torah is not allowed to assist in him translating so that people don't say, oh, the Targum is somewhere written in the Torah. Shalom Yomru Targum Kasav Vatorah. Says Mishabur, Noyegim Latargim, Belashan Targum in Aramaic, Kilashan Hoya Aramis. Their language was Aramaic, Mi Piham Targim. The reason for all of these guidelines of why we only do a pasuk at a time and why one should not be louder than the other. I'm sorry, the reason why we only do one pasuk at a time. This is so that the tzibur is not confused. And they could listen to the whole parsha as it's written from the mouth of the reader. And afterwards, Yavinu kol perusha mipi hamesargim. And afterward, they'll understand all the commentary from the metargim. Lahagbia koilai. You can't read it louder. The reader should not read it louder than the metargaman, and vice versa. Dachsiv Moshe yedaber, v'alakim ya'anenu b'koil. Moshe spoke, and Hashem answered him in a voice. V'hai b'koil hainu. Bekoiloi shel Moshe. This bekoil is in the coil of Moshe. So, presumably Hashem is the reader, Moshe is the Metargim, and Hashem, the reader, did it in the same decibel as the Metargim. Sif Beis, Katan, Mesargim al Yidei Gadol. A Katan can be the metargim for a gadol. Aval enoi kavod legadol sheyetargim al yedei katan. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean a katan could be metargim for a reader who's a gadol and a reader who's a gadol? But a gadol cannot be metargim for a reader who's a katan? That can't be, because a katan can't read from the Torah. So presumably it means an adult could assist the katan do the targum, but it's not derech eretz, it's not covered for the katan to assist the gadol. Siv Gimel, inna loy noagul targum. Nowadays the minhag is not to be metargim, mishum dematoyaz betargum. What benefit is there? Kivan she'in mavinin, I say, if people don't understand it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, she'in mavinin, I say, ve'in loimar, don't say, nilmad mehem lefarsh gamanachnu la'am b'lashin she'avinu. So you say, okay, so I'll use the stone chumash. Deshani targum she'niskan b'ruach ha'koydesh. The targum is different. It was enacted in b'ruach ha'koydesh. So you'll as Rebbe Baruch HaKadosh, the Chassam Sofer adds that it's impossible to hit the nail on the head if you translate the psukim, if the targum is not nimsar mi pi Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you'll say, okay, so it won't be on point every single time. But to do it betzibor and it's not accurate, it's doiver shkarim. So let's do Rashi. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, no, you can't do Rashi. Even though the Gabe Shnayim Mikra, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rashi is like Targum. But still, since the inyan of Targum at the time of Kriyas HaTorah is like Kabbalas HaTorah, you cannot bring in Rashi. That's some Rishonim argue on Rashi. Only Unklus or Yonasan ben Uziel, which are Tanoim or Nimsar Misinai, and there's no Machloikes. But nowadays we don't understand Targum, Nisbatel inyan of Targum. But Rashi is not a replacement. Says Rav Moshe, is a rabbi allowed to darshan in between aliyos? It's asur. Cannot give drashos in between aliyos. Why? Cannot explain the parsha in between aliyos. Otherwise, why didn't they say, okay, let's do Rashi ben Gavra Lagabra to at least fulfill the minhag of the Targum? The answer is ben Gavra Lagabra is like the Kriya itself, that we cannot say a Targum that there's a machloikis about. By the way, we happened to point out recently that the Chafetz Chaim writes in a letter that Bezman Hazeh, since we don't understand Targum, one is not Yoytzei Shnayim Mikra V'Echa Targum with Targum. Only with Rashi. Now, interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim did not write that in Siman Reish Peh Hei in Hilchos Maver Sedra. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Bezman Hazeh, you could still do Targum. Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you could do Targum. Chafetz Chaim says, no, you can't do Targum. Not that you can't do it, you're not Yoytzei if you just do Targum. Anyway, but Rashi, for this purpose, does not supplant the Targum. Okay.
Rashi's not on every pasuk anyway, no?
True. But if whatever psukim Rashi's not, you do it a third time. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Gibarim brings from the Tashbates that even nowadays you're allowed to be Matargim, the Targum, even though we don't understand it. Targum is not Ma'akev. Okay. Simen Kuf Mem Vav. Shaloi Ledaber B'Shas HaKriya. Not to speak during Kriya Satayra. Asur Latzeis Ulahaniach Sefer Torah Kshu Pasuach. It is prohibited to go out and to leave the Sefer Torah while it's open. Ava ben Gavra Lagavra Shaper Dami. Between Aliyos, it's okay. It says in Mishnah Berurah, Asur Latzeis, somebody walks out during Kriyas HaTorah, Ve'al Zeh Nemar, Ve'oiz Ve'Hashem, those who forsake Hashem, Yichlu, will be destroyed. What if somebody has to use the bathroom in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? The Bir Halacha says earlier, if it's not a situation that you're over about to shaksu, meaning it's not urgent, you could remain, listen to the whole Kriya until Maftir, which is in Yon Acher, and you could even answer Baruch Hashem HaMvarech L'Olam Vaed, because you started to hear it Beheter. Let's say you walked into a shul, let's Soirech, you walked into the shul, you had to get a sefer, you had to give something to someone. Prima Gadim is mesupik, whether you could leave, whether we say v'oiz v'yashem yichlu. The Kaf HaChaim brings the opinion of the Ruach Chaim lahachmir. Rav Nissen Karelat said, Aser. However, ben Gavra legavra, you could walk out if it's not a tzarek gadol.
Sometimes they go in and take the Sefer Torah while they're in the middle of reading, like a second minyan half sefer. That would be like a tzarek, right? Or tzarek gadol. And should they stay there while?
It's better to stay until the next aliyah, right? Ben gavra le gavra, it's mutter even if it's not tzarek gadol. So, by the way, let's say it's ben gavra le gavra, and a person has a very minor need to go out of the shul. You should think twice, even ben gavra le gavra. You can't just walk out ben gavra le gavra. It has to be some form of tzarek. Okay. What about women? Does this apply to women? The Kavachaim says no. Kavachaim says it does not apply to Nashim. Okay. Weiter. Umetargaminon, the Targum translates, Udeshavak Oiraisa da Hashem Yishtetzen. One who forsakes the Torah of Hashem will be destroyed. Vafilu Ika Asar, the size of the Sefer Torah is lost, even if you have 10 people listening without you. Vigamhu Kvar Shama Kriyasa Tarme Asara, you already heard the Kriyasa Torah. Filu Hachi Asar, it's still Asar to leave. Avo Ben Gavra Le Gavra, the Mechaber says it's okay. Vuhu Kishanishra Asar Beve Sekness, as provided that you left 10 people in the shul, shaper dummy, v'hainu shekvar, shama kriya satoira, provided that you heard the kriya, or should I tell him yet, or you can come back immediately. V'gamze ene mutter, ki im kishul etzoirech gadol. To leave a shul, ben gavra, la gavra, is usher. What about if it's etzoirech? It's usher. Only if it's etzoirech gadol. Let's say you want to get a tissue, ben gavra le gavra. Could you walk out of shul? No. No, you're not allowed to. Unless it's a major thing. You must get a tissue. Just you want to get a tissue? You need a breather? It's not worth the risk. Too big of a risk. Can't do it. Usher. Nobody's allowed to leave? No, if your mother's not Jewish, you can leave ben gavra le gavra to get a tissue. Otherwise, you cannot leave ben gavra le gavra, even letzairach.
Is this nowadays even with long yishaberos?
Yes. Unless you're going to expire, you know? Unless it's Okay, we'll hold over here. Shkayach. Woman Kuga.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.